Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, guess which country this is in? Poopistan. But seriously, this is India's capital, New Delhi, and this is the traditional morning poop outside. Around 200 million people in the country practice open defecation. That looks like they're just pooping into the river and hoping that it floats away and they have no shame about it. Anyone who tells you that you should visit India, just show them this picture. Just imagine the smell. My second guess would have been Canada. Up next, Zoe Saldana talks about the challenges of raising three sons, saying that they're delicate flowers. Well, on the bright side, at least she didn't turn them into girls yet. It looks like she's the one maintaining frame in the relationship, and he's just a simp. If you're stupid enough to believe that men are delicate flowers, wait until you hear about women. She's probably talking about emotionally and not physically. Female are the delicate flowers physically. Number three, what do China, Russia, North Korea, and Canada all have in common? A non-elected majority government. I used to think that Canada's political system was superior to most others, and after the liberals bribed their way into a majority government, I lost what little faith I still had in our political system. This isn't democracy, it's kakistocracy, which means a government by the least qualified or most unprincipled, unscrupulous citizens. Trudeau's government in a nutshell. Moving on, here's a Serbian woman crying about Kosovo being part of Serbia, and an Albanian saying that Kosovo is Albania. Being half Serbian, I've seen the rage that Serbs have losing the ancestral homeland of Kosovo. But it's over. Give it up, guys. A people are not the land that they inhabit. They're the actual people. Vojvodina, the northern part of Serbia, once belonged to Hungary. But you don't see Serbs wanting to give that back to Hungary. I tell Serbian singers to sing in English so they can compete with Rita Ora and Dua Lipa. Piss them off by taking all the musical attention instead. Number 5, a political insider in Canada says the Canadians who can't afford to tip 20-30% should just stay home. Big words from a politician being paid government money. He's totally out of touch with the plight of Canadians. And you know the Canadians listening to this will say, fine, we'll stay home, and more restaurants and pubs will just go out of business. These are hard economic times for most Canadians, and I'm tired of politicians pretending like they're not. Up next, for the first time in history, women over the age of 40 have surpassed teenage pregnancy. This isn't something to be proud of. This is not a flex. It's a sign of a dying society. And just watch how many single moms out there will be telling everyone that their Downy babies are their world. At this point, we all know exactly where this is going. Baby boys grown in tubes taken care of by robo-nannies and nurses. And I, for one, welcome this future. Number 7, can you imagine the shame you would feel if you're a successful doctor and your wife tells the media that because you're married to your job, she's going to go and sleep with other men? And she's going to have zero shame about it and even put on a smile. This is why if you have money, you should conceal it when you're dating. If she's not attracted to you without your moolah, then she is going to cheat on you. And you know she would divorce him if he lost his job. Moving on, well, would you look at that? Zimbabwe will compensate the white farmers they seized land from 20 years ago. I guess they finally figured out that they'll starve without Whitey there to grow food for them. South Africa should be paying attention to this because this is what their future is going to look like in another 20 to 30 years. Africans often claim to have invented everything, but that white folks took it away from them, and now they can't invent it again. I'm tired of this, boss. Number 9, here are the people you think you're arguing with on X, but meanwhile it's just Jeets trying to get engagement so they can get a check from Elon Musk. You think you're arguing with a hot Mossad agent, but in reality you're just arguing with this dude. If you think this is bad, then imagine all the boomers out there fapping off to Indian men with filters to make them look like hot white women on their Only Fools page, on a live stream. Up next is this guy, Smart or Stupid. He's a meth addict who impersonated a police officer in Australia so he could raid another drug user's home and take his stash. Bro sounds like he hacked the system. I wonder how it was discovered. I'll bet you that the guy he took the meth from went to the cops and then they were both arrested. You do some pretty irrational things when you haven't had your fix yet. I bet that even Heisenberg wishes that he thought of this first. Number 11, why is it that 50 years ago kids could ride around in the back of a truck with no seatbelts? I remember being 7 and riding around in the back of a station wagon. Yet today's kids are so protected that even in places like California, teachers have to ride in booster seats in the back seat. Kids can probably still enjoy the back of a pickup truck. You just need to get them into one of these bad boys, with seatbelts so they don't fly out. Moving on, looks like the wall comes to take them all, with Lisa Kudrow recently saying that the Friends writers were horny, harsh, and out of line. She wants everyone to see her as the victim, even though she was on one of the most popular TV shows in history. She was paid $1 million an episode for the final two seasons of Friends, and is now worth $100 million. She's a man-hater because the majority of writers were men on that show. Number 13, all over the Western world, militaries are trying to recruit white soldiers. Looks like they want to send them off to die so they can replace white males with migrants faster and faster. Governments probably figure that if AI takes most of the jobs, the white men will fight back against their overlords. So instead they want men fighting each other instead, I suppose. I'm so tired of this, and I fear that if there's a war, if you're under 50 and healthy, you'll be sent to the front. Up next, Americans don't know how lucky they are with a country full of illegal aliens from Mexico instead of, like Canada, full of legals from India. Indians mean making a culture of fraud socially acceptable, as well as nepotism and companies full of Indians only hiring other Indians. Mexicans are generally good people, and who doesn't like tacos? Plus, the Mexicans aren't in America to steal the high-tech jobs from qualified Americans. Number 15, people wonder what kind of job they need to afford a house like that. All I see is a massive expense and responsibility that I don't need. The lost opportunity of cost of sinking millions of dollars into that is immense. Putting that into Bitcoin at the bottom of the 4-year cycle without leverage has been known to return at least 2 to 3 times your money. Plus, the 18-year business and real estate cycle is coming to an end. There are no jobs that will allow you to get this except tech founder and CEO. Moving on, here's what happens to your country within Richmond as an African migrant strips down and takes a leisurely bath in a fountain in Rome. And if you say anything negative about it, then you're a racist bigot. This is what the end of civilization looks like. Import enough of these guys and Rome will no longer be the Eternal City. Rome is its people, and if this is the new batch, then it's definitely in trouble. The city fountains look like they've been turned into open-air public latrines. Number 17, and it's not only the barbarians who don't know how to behave themselves properly, but 40% of those earning over $500,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. I've lived at or below the poverty line my entire life, and saved and invested every dime I can. Now that I've started spending money and enjoying myself to some extent, it feels wrong to treat myself, almost like I'm breaking the rules or something. I guess most people never had such rules. Income wasn't their biggest problem. It's spending. Up next, this woman is upset because her boyfriend hit her phone so she would lose her 1,318-day snap streak with her ex-boyfriend. He should have dumped her instead for being so disrespectful the moment he found out what she was doing. That's what I would have done. The only reason she's in contact with her ex is so she can monkey branch back to him if he decides to commit to her. She's probably an alpha widow and her ex is the one who got away. Number 19, this guy goes out on a date and asks a woman what she's looking for in society. She says equal pay and power to men. But what she wants in a relationship is a man who makes more money than her and is more powerful. Looks like more and more women are going to girl boss their way out of the gene pool. I'd ask her if she'd pay 50% of the bill too. Also, this isn't very realistic. No woman would go out with a guy that actually is her looks match. Not with today's optionality. Moving on, guys who don't actually want to work and want to be rich become crypto traders. It's the way to go if you enjoy out of this world stress, especially if you trade on leverage. I don't, and it's still while losing or gaining average man's salary in only 1 or 2 days. After this Bitcoin cycle, I'm only going to trade one more, and then I'm going to retire from it before it ends up killing me. You can be lazy, but you still need conviction and nerves of steel. Number 21, who believes that 75% of women haven't gone on a single date in the last year, while 64% of men said the same. I think it's true, but not because they aren't sleeping with guys. Women are hooking up and not dating anymore. Women don't need beta bucks anymore now that they've got their own money, but they still want alpha chats. This is how a species goes extinct. No wonder there's no intelligent alien life out there. It all died out because of females sleeping around without procreating. Up next, here's another great reason why you shouldn't date single moms. This guy adopted a woman's 6 kids, had 2 more, she divorced them, and now he's facing child support for all 8. What about the guy or guys that gave her those other 6 kids? I bet you they or he is still paying child support as well. This guy must have been super thirsty because why the hell would he get together with this? She looks like she has fetal alcohol syndrome or something. Number 23, I thought this is a fake story, but it's real. Every new car will have constant surveillance of the driver by 2027 in the United States. To not only see if you're drunk, but also to see if you're tired or using your smartphone and are distracted. The system will track eye movement and pupil dilation, and sunglasses won't help, because it's an infrared camera. If the AI thinks you're drunk or tired, it would actually shut the car off or limit your speed. And you'll have to pay an extra $100 to $500 for the mandatory feature. Moving on, this woman probably slept with some chads and now believes that most men approaching her are out of her league, and it's insulting. All this coming from a future cat lady too. And you know she's probably fat as well because she's only posting this pic from the neck up. Without fake up, she's at best a 4, but still expects a 9 or a 10. Many guys are definitely in her league. They're fat, ugly, and also have a terrible personality too. Number 25 on the last one, this woman threw lit dynamite at her sleeping boyfriend, and his hand was blown off trying to save himself. Well, that's better than his pecker. And I know just what you're thinking. I can fix her. This is something that Tom and Jerry or Wile E. Coyote would try and pull off. This happened on Long Island, which regulates weapons. Dynamite can't be bought by the general public, especially trashy women like this one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.